This is Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio number 22. Well, hello there, listeners. My name is Ken Cabana Fox. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather bear cub. I'm married to an awesome, loving man who puts up with all my shit. I'm reporting to you live from a posh condo mere footsteps away from Church Street, the largest gay neighborhood in Canada. On today's show, I'll be talking about the topic of the hour, the minute, the week, the year. The topic that's on the mind of guys straight and gay every 9 seconds, so does that say. You guessed it, sex. Now, this is an informative show, not pornographic, so stay tuned to learn something you may or may not know. Open your mind to the possibilities of evolving beyond that which you already know. You may hear some words that you may think are bad, but please continue to listen. It is an experience, and everyone should know these things, even adults. Sex is the most talked about, the most thought about, and the widely shunned topic in the world today. Most people don't even want to talk about it. So, I thought I would breathe new life into an old and outdated topic, bringing you a few facts to help you out. Here it goes. Let's see. To start off, sex is a natural and usually private, passionate act between two people, unless you're in a bathhouse or at a wild sex party. And most times, it's done discreetly in one's bedroom, but can be done anywhere in private, provided both individuals consent to it and they are not violating any laws by doing so, and they are old enough by law to participate in aforementioned sexual acts. First off, I hope you always wear a condom. Safe sex is the way to go. You don't want to catch HIV or any sexually transmitted infections or diseases. Even if you have been tested, the best course of action, if you're going to be sexually active, is to use a little common sense and a condom. And for those of you that think you get less satisfaction or sensation when using a condom, you can try the ribbed ones. They have grooves built in to stimulate you in the process, combined with the friction of your act and a little water-based lube, it will be a very enjoyable experience for both you and your partner. Next topic. Misconceptions demystified. The sex and STI/STD, HIV, and Hep C knowledge test coming up. Okay, here are a few questions and answers about HIV, sex, hepatitis C, and STD, STIs, just so you know what you can catch if you are not careful and don't use a condom. And the whys and hows. I'll ask the question, you think the answer over, and I'll tell you the correct. Alright, here it goes. I can get HIV from exchanging saliva with someone who has HIV. True or false? And the correct answer? False. Unless you drink over 1 liter of their saliva, you are more than safe to kiss people. How can you tell if someone has HIV? Because of the way they act? Or the way they look, such as ill and tired? Or there's no easy way to tell? And the correct answer is, there is no easy way to tell. Number 3. Roughly, how many people in Canada do not know they are infected with HIV? 2,500, 8,000, or 20,000 or more? And the correct answer? 20,000 or more. All right, number four. What does AIDS stand for? Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or absence of immune defense system, or acquired immune deficiency scandal? And the correct answer is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Number five, which protects against HIV infection? Spermicidal jelly, condoms, or hope and a prayer? And the correct answer is condoms. Number six, there is a vaccine for AIDS, true or false? And the correct answer is false, but they are working on one, so cross your fingers. Number seven, insects and bug bites can transfer HIV, true or false? And the correct answer, false. Number eight, the side effects of HIV medications can sometimes be life-threatening, true or false? And the answer, true. Number nine, you can get HIV from sharing needles, for piercing or tattooing with someone who has HIV, true or false? And the answer, true. If they don't clean those needles properly, you could very well get HIV from that. What does the HIV test identify in your blood? RNA strands, T cell count, or HIV antibodies? And the answer is HIV antibodies. Okay, number 11. HIV affects what system? The intestine, the senses, or the immune system? And the correct answer is the immune system. Number 12. What does a reactive or positive HIV test mean? Your body has not had time to produce enough antibodies. You are infected with HIV, or you are not affected with HIV. And the correct answer is, you are infected with HIV if you come back with a reactive or positive HIV test. Which of the following is not a good method of protection from HIV? Abstaining from sex? Using condoms every time you have sex, or pulling out? And the correct answer is pulling out. What are universal body fluid precautions? Standards for hygiene and safety, or not necessary if you are already infected, or only used by health professionals? And the correct answer is standards for hygiene and safety. Number 15. How do HIV drug treatments work? They destroy the virus, or they stop the virus from reproducing, or they prevent it from being passed on to other people. And the correct answer is, they stop it from reproducing. Well, that is the HIV quiz. How many questions did you get right? How many of you got more than three wrong? For those of you who got one or more wrong, I have actually taught you something today. Now, you know more than you did, and I have achieved my goal. Now, on to the next test. This is a sex knowledge test. What is meant by the age of consent? The age of consent, you can legally start having sex. Or the age you can agree to go on a date. Or the age you can start drinking and gambling. The age of consent is the age you can legally start having sex. That is the answer. Number two, what does STI stand for? Sexually transmitted infection? Sexual tension investigator? Or start to impregnate? And the correct answer is sexually transmitted infection. Number three, what is meant by monogamy? Always having sex with only one partner? Or deciding not to have sex at all? Or having sex with many different people all at once? And the correct answer is always having sex with only one partner. Number four, when having sex, the best way to avoid STIs is by pulling out, having sex standing up, or using a condom. And the correct answer is using a condom. Which of the following is no risk? Kissing, bareback sex with a stranger, or oral sex? And the answer is kissing, which I'm sure a lot of you like to do. I do. Alright, sex for money is called pimping, or checking, or cruising. And the answer is tricking. Number seven, another word for oral sex on a guy is cunnilingus, fellatio, or squirt in the bucket. And the correct answer is fellatio. Number eight. All men have anal sex. True or false? Pardon, all gay men have anal sex. True or false? And the correct answer is false. Not all gay men have anal sex. Are you shocked? I'm not. Number nine. Erectile dysfunction, or ED, is defined as a recurring condition in which a guy is unable to get or keep an erection. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Number 10, it is impossible for a top, the fucker, or the insertive penis / giver to contact or contract HIV. True or false? And the correct answer is false. You can get HIV if you are a top and you don't use a condom. What is docking? This is number 11. Putting the head of the penis just inside your partner's asshole, or putting the foreskin of one's penis over the head of another, or putting your entire cock and balls into the mouth of your partner. And the correct answer is pulling the foreskin of one penis over the head of another. That's called docking, people. Alright, number 12. BDSM stands for Bears, Dads, Sons, and Men, or Bondage, Domination, Sadism, and Masochism, or Bondage, Daring, Sex, and Money. And the correct answer is Bondage, Domination, Sadism, and Masochism. Number 13. Swallowing cum immediately after dental work is safe. True or false? And the correct answer is false. Number 14. Mutual masturbation is a safer sex practice. True or false? And the answer is true. Number 15. Drugs and or alcohol lower inhibitions. True or false? And the answer is true. Alright, and now we have covered the sex test. You've learned. I hope you've learned something here. If not, we're moving on to the Hep C test. Here we go. Hepatitis C is on the rise in Canada. True or false? And the answer is true. Number 2. Most people who have hepatitis C don't know they have it. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Number 3. Which of the following is false? You can live without a liver, or liver filters out toxins and makes blood for the body, or your liver can continue to function even when damaged. And the false statement here is, you can live without a liver. No, you can't. So, don't drink too much or you will lose that privilege and die. If I'm being too graphic, I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to have a little fun here while teaching. Now, on to the next question. Number 4. How is hepatitis C spread? Is it spread through food and water? Or is it spread through contact with infected blood? Or is it spread through hugging and kissing and shaking hands? And the correct answer for this is contact with infected blood. Number 5. You can be vaccinated against hepatitis A and HIV, or hepatitis A and C, or hepatitis A and B. And the correct answer is hepatitis A and B. Now, if you haven't done so already, you should go to your doctor and ask about getting a shot called Twinrix, or a vaccination called Twinrix. It's what you get when you're about to go to a different country. And I would strongly advise you all to get it anyways, just in case. Number 6. Drug works include straws, water, filter, and spoons. These items can transmit hepatitis C. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Number 7. Which way cannot transmit hepatitis C? Ink and needles at a tattoo studio, piercing guns and razors, or a massage? And the correct answer is a massage will not transmit hepatitis C. Number 8. You need to make sure your tattoo artist uses new needles, ink, and sterile equipment. True or false? True. Number 9. Someone can potentially catch hepatitis C from a toothbrush. True or false? True. And the reason there is sometimes people's gums bleed when they brush their teeth. And someone who uses the toothbrush afterwards can get in contact with that blood. Number 10. Why would you need to get tested for hepatitis C? If you have mutual masturbation with someone, or if you hug or fondle someone who is hepatitis C positive, or if you share needles, toothbrushes, and razors with anybody. And the correct answer is, if you share needles, toothbrushes, and razors with anyone. Number 11. You are more likely to get hepatitis C than HIV from a tattoo. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Approximately how many people get infected with hepatitis C in Canada each year? 300, 5,000, or 27,000? And the correct answer is 5,000. Number 13. Hepatitis C is preventable. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Yay! Number 14. The hepatitis C virus has a longer life outside the body than HIV. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Number 15. In Canada, all donated blood, organs, and semen are screened for hepatitis C. True or false? And the correct answer is true. And once again, that's the end of the hepatitis C quiz. I hope you all learned something. And now, on to the final test of the day. The STI-STD test. Listen, think, and learn. Here we go. In Canada, the highest rates of sexually transmitted infections are among young people, 15 to 24, or in older people, 50 to 65, or among people, 25 to 40. And the answer is among young people 15 to 24. I guess they're the most sexually active people. Possibly. Number 2. STIs often have few or no symptoms. True or false? And the correct answer is true. Number 3. Some STIs are curable. True or false? And the answer is true. Number 4. Chlamydia is a bacterial infection. True or false? Again with the answer, true. Number 5. You cannot get chlamydia from oral sex and anal sex, or vaginal sex, or hot tubs. And the correct answer is you cannot get chlamydia from hot tubs. So enjoy those hot tubs while you got them, if you got them. And number 6. Chlamydia is tested through a blood test, or a urine test, or an interview. And the correct answer is a urine test. Number 7. Gonorrhea is also sometimes called the clap, gonch, or spooge. And the answer is spooge. Pardon me, it's the clap. Ha ha. Anyways, number 8. Which of the following are some symptoms of gonorrhea? Discharge from the penis, along with burning pain or swelling of the penis, or flu-like symptoms, or lumps, bumps, and rashes. And the correct answer is discharge from the penis, burning pain, and swelling of the penis. Number 9. Chlamydia and gonorrhea are treated by blood transfusions, or antibiotics, or topical creams. And the answer is antibiotics. Number 10. Crabs are also known as public lice. True or false? And the answer is true. Number 11. Crabs and scabies are hard to contract. True or false? And the answer, false. Number 12. Symptoms of crabs and scabies are itching or milky discharge or odor. And the answer is itching. Number 13. Cold sores and genital herpes are caused by the same virus. True or false? And the answer, true. Number 14. Genital herpes, herpes simplex virus, is curable. True or false? And the answer, false. Number 15. Genital herpes is not spread by which of the following? Direct contact with sores, rashes, or blisters, or contact with an infected person who is not showing signs, or swimming pools, hot tubs, and toilet seats. And the answer is, you cannot get genital herpes from swimming pools, hot tubs, and toilet seats. Number 16. The herpes simplex virus can appear on which of the following? Mouth and lips, or penis and groin, or anus and buttock, or all of the above? And the answer is all of the above. Number 17. The human papillomavirus, HPV, is the virus that causes genital warts. True or false? And the answer is true. Now, number 18. HPV is transmitted through sex and close skin-to-skin contact, or sharing toilet seats and clothing, or hot tubs and swimming pools. And the answer for that one is sex and close skin-to-skin contact. Number 19. One way genital warts are treated is by using a topical cream. True or false? And the answer, true! Yay! Number 20. Syphilis is a potentially life-threatening STI that is easily cured. True or false? And the answer? True! Number 21. There are how many stages of syphilis? 2, primary and secondary. Or 3, primary, secondary, and latent. Or 4, primary, secondary, latent, and tertiary. And the answer is 3, primary, secondary, and latent. Number 22, how many types of hepatitis are there? 2, 5, or 19? And the answer is 5. Number 23, hepatitis A can be spread via feces and or contaminated food and water. True or false? And the answer, true. Number 24, hepatitis B can be spread via bodily fluids. True or false? And the answer for this one is true. Number 25, hepatitis C, like hepatitis A and B, can be treated with a vaccine. True or false? And the answer is false. You can't get vaccinated for hepatitis C. And that's all the tips I have for you today. I hope they were informative, and I hope you all learned something here today. If you have any questions, contact your local family doctor or go to a free sex clinic. Toronto has one. It's called the Men's Health Clinic. I'm not sure where they are, but you can look them up on the phone book or online. They will be able to give you more information than I currently have here. To contact me, you can email me at glbcradio@gmail.com or check me out on Facebook. Just look up Adam Gordon Fox or join the group Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. You can follow me on Twitter or a host of other mini blogging things like Twitter. Just type in GLBC Radio, that's GLBCRADIO, or check out my video page on my website at www.glbcradio.co.cc and then click on my video page and you will be instantly transported to all the videos that I have on the internet at this time. Thanks again for listening. 12 hugs from Toronto. This is Ken Cub Adam Fox signing out.